What's up, man?
God.
Oh, we're back on the air. We missed the show.
Why are you attacking me?
I had to get the energy level up real high right to start off with. Whoa!
I forgot to close the blinds.
Now it's gone, though. How's those blinds coming, man? You don't like having a halo that literally does nothing.
What it is, I remember the one time Taylor's like, thanks for the backlighting the entire episode. It was like 100 episodes ago, but I remember it, you know?
It's the exact same.
Dude, tell Taylor, okay? I hear her in my head whenever it happens, and I'm like, Taylor's going to write me a letter. I don't want to deal with it, okay? She's a big fan, even though she doesn't actually watch or listen to the show anymore, I'm pretty sure. I still hear her in my head, dude. Every time. Hey, we're not drinking today, man. Why not?
I'm beat.
You want me to get you some Millers?
No, I'm beat.
You want some Millers, man?
I'm good.
Well, if I rolled that cooler in here, would you drink?
Like one.
I don't feel like.
I don't know how one would work.
I don't think you could ever have just one Miller.
Did your phone break?
Oh, it's Britt.
Oh, yeah.
Is she blowing you up?
Yeah, apparently.
He's at work, Britt.
Oh. My bad.
What happened? Did you mess up?
Yep.
You want that Miller now?
Yeah. Roll that big on cooler. Let's get started, man.
Let's go, man. Let's go!
You got like 50 of them, so.
Let's go!
Let's go. Sorry, babe. I love you. That was my bad. I don't know. This is great content right now. I'm sorry, guys. Getting some stuff situated. What did you do to your phone? I put it up my butt. Right up in there, bro. Right up in there. It's been a long weekend, okay? I mean, you can't really nail down what I do. It's just all over the place. Had a long
trip. Sorry, man, I couldn't find it.
Where'd it go? I love you, babe. Is it still cold?
Yeah. It's a good cooler. It's a good cooler, man.
Yeah, they're like room temperature.
They're room temperature, my big balls! These are cold!
Yeah, boy. So, yeah, I drank a few at your wedding yesterday.
Yeah.
Like probably four or five, maybe.
Uh-huh.
I got more beer, and then I drank half of one.
Half of a beer? Okay.
And then just couldn't.
You couldn't drink anymore?
Mm-mm.
How many beers, let's say, okay, so I had my wedding yesterday, rehearsal dinner the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Then you were out of town Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say extended weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. How many alcohols would you estimate you had over that 72-hour period?
Probably close to 20.
And how many of those 20 were on Thursday night?
16.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't really know what happened Thursday night.
What happened Thursday night?
I went out with a guy.
Okay.
And I wanted to impress
What was
him.
His name?
I think I wanted to show that I could drink.
Made it sound like you were dating him.
We shared a room for 2 days.
I went out with a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, so.
You wanted to prove that you could drink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because he's like, kind is of he a country drinker? Boy. Yeah, he's a country boy.
Okay.
And so I wanted to prove I can hang with the beer drinking country boys.
So did he drink 16?
I don't think so.
You think there's any possibility that he left going, wow, Colby has a problem?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, there's a good chance of that.
That's not probably what you wanted.
No.
Right?
No. Nope.
Do you feel like...
The night got away from me a little bit.
Did it?
Yeah.
What were you drinking?
Beer.
Miller's?
A Miller all night.
And then how big were the one? Like, if you had 16, how big was one?
I had 4 24-ouncers. And then the rest were 12-ounce bottles. Yeah, so Friday...
How long were you out? Over how many hours was this?
Oh, this was probably 5 till midnight.
That's a long time, though. 7 hours?
Yeah.
You went right after you were done working.
Mm-hmm.
You just drank for 7 hours straight.
Mm.
Okay, man.
Yeah.
That is...
Yeah.
Like, 20-year-old me goes, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
30-year-old me goes, that's sad.
It's not great.
Yeah.
It's really not great.
Yeah. I mean, it was your birthday week, you know? It was my wedding week. You had a crazy week. You had concerts, you had weddings, you're a best man, you're giving speeches, you got out-of-town work stuff, you're getting blazed all day.
It was a long week.
Yeah, I bet, dude.
It was a long week.
So did you take next week off?
No.
Because I feel like you should have taken next week
really
off.
Really should have, yeah.
This is how people get burnt out, right? Like, you do all this, and then you don't take a break.
And then you just eventually die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when's your next planned vacation? You don't have one?
Christmas.
Oh, God. That's not good, dude.
Yeah.
That's 6 months away. You're not going to make it. Mm-mm. You gotta take a break in July.
Well, we got the
4th
of July.
Okay. What day is the 4th of July on this?
Pretty sure it's like a Thursday.
Hey, Google, what day is the 4th of July? It's a Thursday.
Mm.
That means you get Thursday and Friday off, man. That's what that'll mean, right?
You think?
I bet. I mean, any real business will give you Thursday and Friday off, right?
Maybe. We'll see.
It's got to.
I might just take it off.
Yeah. I mean, I think you should. That'd probably be smart.
I think I'm taking a day or something to go see this country stamp. No, Damn Music Fest.
Oh, you're going to Damn Music Fest?
Yes. Dude. I got out of it last year with a girlfriend, but now she's
didn't you go 2 years ago?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
What did you go to where you were taking pictures of all those bikinis and stuff?
Bikinis and stuff.
Yeah. The one where you wore a bikini? They're on your Instagram.
Like with Britt?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Warped Tour. Then we went to Warped Tour, and then we went to, then she went to that, because I didn't want to go.
Damn Music Fest.
Yeah.
Okay, so she went.
Mm-hmm. That was last year.
Okay.
Yeah, that was last year.
I remembered someone went, so that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she went. And then we went to Cody Johnson up in Kansas City.
Okay. Didn't wear a bikini to that one, though,
no.
I'm guessing. Yeah.
No.
You look really good in a bikini, so.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't taking any time off, we're just going Friday after work. And that was Warped Tour.
No. Well, damn.
That's not the weekend of 4th of July, though, is it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I was thinking it might have been close.
You know, those aren't vacations, though.
No.
Like, you need a day where you can just chill.
Mm-hmm.
Going out into the hot, hot heat and getting drunk is what started this whole thing to begin with.
Yeah.
That's why you needed the vacation.
Last night, or Friday night, was a chill night. So was last night. I mean,
it was chill, yeah.
I didn't drink a lot yesterday.
But the pressure on your body to perform is there.
Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a little bit on Friday.
No.
No? No pressure at all on Friday?
I mean, other than standing constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was pressure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sucked.
Well, for those of you who are uninitiated, I did get married yesterday. I was telling Colby, like, my wedding's going to take 10 minutes on the show. Because there's this thing in radio where if everything goes well, it's not entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, like, everything going good.
That can be covered. Like, that's why we discuss bad things.
That's right. That's what people like.
It's
failure.
Because bad.
That's entertainment.
There's a lot more to talk about. If
right.
It's good.
Right.
It's just good.
Yeah. And I mean, the rehearsal dinner went great. Like, we had the worries were not enough food, not enough drink, bad weather. That's really about it.
You missed both of those.
And we had enough food, we had enough drink, and the weather was hot and humid, but there was no tornadoes or anything like that. The
rain,
pictures,
nothing.
And you know, we took pictures outside, and that was pretty atrocious, but we got to go back into the air conditioning. It kind of cooled off every once in a while, and then we just pulled the plug for the parents, and we're like, we're taking pictures inside, it's too hot.
Yeah.
And then the ceremony itself was maybe 10 minutes, and then that was it. That was all we had to be outside, you know? And then the evening was really nice. Colby's speech was really good, so he both let me down and didn't let me down at the same time, because, you know, I wanted him to make a good speech, but at the same time, for the sake of the show, I wanted him to crash and burn, but he didn't crash and burn, so not really anything important to talk about.
I crashed out towards the end. Crashed out towards the end.
You didn't see? I didn't feel like you did.
Yeah,
I feel
like I conveyed it like I was getting emotional.
Okay.
But really, I was freaking out and couldn't find words to come out of my mouth.
Okay.
So I just kept saying the same thing, yeah. Like it's very proud.
Well, you did a real good
very
job.
Proud.
First thing you said you got up there very is, proud. I'm not good at public speaking, lowered everyone's expectations.
I was trying to do that since Friday.
Yeah.
Every chance I got.
Yeah, I wouldn't
was like,
let you.
How about a speech?
No. I made sure
it's
everyone knew to look at you.
Oh, yeah?
Good. Just like that.
Well, I didn't stare at anyone except
yeah,
your
you
face.
Looked right at me, and I stared right back lovingly into your eyes, and that's
man.
Fine with me.
I fucking hate you. So much for that. So much.
That's all right. Apparently, your wedding's going to be in Massachusetts, so I'll just go ahead and say I hate you for that.
There you go.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't mind speeches at all.
No?
No, speech is going to be fine. My speech to you is going to be incredible.
Okay.
I already know it's going to be incredible. That's I have good. No idea what I'm going to say, but it's going to be incredible. I'm going to have props. I'm probably going to have props. I'll probably have props. Two dolls, maybe. I don't know yet. Just spitballing some ideas. A couple dolls.
We met.
Maybe
we humped.
Maybe 9mm. You know, just something. You know?
Okay.
You know, the 9mm represents Britney. And it's a metaphor.
Oh, the gun?
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
It's a metaphor for if you leave, she'll probably kill you.
No, you can take out the word probably.
Yeah, she will murder you. Yeah, I was just trying to be nice, but yeah.
Nah. No need for subtlety.
I feel like Brit's the type of girl that, like, if you have a dream about a supermodel, she might have a knife, you know?
I went to Twin Peaks and,
yeah,
I was
but
on my trip.
You can't control that, and you averted your eyes the entire time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you did. Yeah, I know you did, man. You're a good person. You will not bring dolls to our wedding? Listen.
He could smuggle them in.
Yeah. Those blow-up ones fold real nice. Just get right up there. I would like to talk a little bit about Colby, but first I have something I need to do. You know, that'd be great.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Your grandpa's back there. Tio's meal! Oh, and he just has a heart attack. You know, you'll never forget that. Yeah. I don't know why he's Spanish, but...
My Hispanic grandpa. Dios mío.
You know,
Ave Maria, save my soul.
I'm really happy that my grandparents made it. Like, okay, I'm going to get really dark real quick. Like, they're getting old. You know, grandparents get old. And, like, I'm going to be devastated when my grandparents die because, like, I really like my grandma and grandpa. Like, I've known them my whole life because my mom didn't get married to my father until I was five. So I lived with my mom and my grandparents. So, like, we had a really close relationship. But I was worried, you know, when I got engaged a year and a half ago. I was like, if one of them dies, dude... That's gonna suck. You worry about that at all for your wedding? Like, I mean, best case scenario, your wedding's what, 2 years away probably? Because even if you got engaged 6 months from now, you gotta plan it.
Yeah.
So, it's a long time for grandparents to live, man. You know?
Yeah.
I worry about that. But I made it. Finish line. Done. You know?
Yeah.
I just don't understand how life works. It's like, I don't really understand that whole... You just die, thing.
Dude. Cancer,
you know?
Cancer is a weird fucking thing, man.
Yeah. Well, oh, does your grandparents have cancer?
My mom's dad does. Yeah.
Oh no.
He just got it diagnosed recently.
Oh no.
And then like, yeah, it went fast. It seemed like.
Yeah, but that's how cancer goes.
Man,
dude.
It's just fucking nuts. Yeah. How just cells are like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my
die.
Dad had cancer 2 years ago. Like it's gone now. But yeah, I mean, it could just come back because it's cancer. You know?
Makes no fun.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. We'll see if you agree with me. We should probably figure out how to cure cancer.
Oh, yeah, that would be a great thing.
Yeah, that's probably something we should be focusing on as a society because it's bad. You know?
There's a lot of experimental shit.
Yeah, but you know what? There's been experimental things for like 20 years. I feel like I've been hearing about experimental
Magic
treatments.
Johnson's still kicking around, isn't he?
Yeah. But Steve Jobs dead. Mm-hmm. You know? But Alex Trebek is fine. You know?
There's just, I guess, different types. Like, I'm pretty sure we could cure a good majority of cancer.
Well, yeah, like
now.
They got rid of my dad's cancer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
A good majority, but there are definitely, like, a handful still left that are just like.
Yeah, if you get this cancer.
We can extend your life, yeah. But there's no cure for it. Yeah.
Cancer's the worst, man. Mm-hmm. Just write that down, chat. Cancer's the worst. Just go out on a limb there, you know?
But, yeah.
Dude, that's just. Yeah, wedding was great, man.
Did you enjoy yourself, man?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I just wanted everyone to be comfortable, and you know, I think we succeeded at that, and it was very me and Chris. Like, it's low key. We don't need to put on airs, you know. Like, even things like speeches, that's a little too ceremonial for me, but
I was holding out hope that you were just going to be like, we were joking.
No.
We don't have any speeches.
Oh, no. That would have been great, though.
God, I would have.
What percentage were you given that hope, like, of actually being true?
Like a 40%?
Yeah, that's probably a safe. I was going to say 30, 40. Yeah, 40. You're a little optimistic because, mm-hmm. you know, you really wanted it, but yeah.
I really did.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Chris's dad is, well, one, he's a good speaker, and two, he's sentimental.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wanted to give a speech, so if he's going to give a speech, everyone's got to give a speech.
I was definitely not going to go the sentimental route, even though I kind of did. But
you walked the line really well, man. I think you did. Your speech was great. When did you write it?
Well, I didn't write it.
Well, I mean, you came up with it, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
You didn't wing it up there.
It was always in my head that I was going to bring up the first time you told me.
Right.
And I started to write it on the toilet before you came and picked me up, like literally 30 minutes. I had started to write it down.
Okay.
And then I got two lines in, and then it got real sappy, and I started to say dumbass shit.
Like, okay.
Let me see if I
mean, you could have been sappy.
Still have it.
You could have been sappy.
I don't like, no.
Yeah, well, we're bad with emotions, so, you know. Teal or indigo with white checker lines? What is she talking about? Just type teal or indigo with white checker lines, ?
Go with the indigo, babe.
What are you guys talking about?
All right, I don't see my mother in here still. She's getting my dad my Father's Day gift. Because I can't do it. Because I'm a bad son.
No, you're at work, man.
I'm a bad son.
You're at work.
I could have woke up and went and done it, but.
What? Did she call you again?
I don't know.
Just call her back, man.
No.
Just call her back. You want to call her on the show?
She's good.
Are you sure she's good?
She's got it. I told her to get whatever, and now she's asking
me
questions.
Yeah, why? Wait, you're the worst person to ask.
Well, I forgot to tell her the size. That was the main one.
Okay. It's large.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can look at the man. It's large.
Yeah. What was I doing, speech?
Yeah, you were gonna say you wrote it in the notes app on the toilet.
I've known Seth for 12 years now, and the happiest I can remember him being was the first time he told me Chris liked him. He couldn't believe it. They've grown together over the years. They've had ups and downs, but always made it through.
That's all you wrote?
That's all I got before I was like, this is getting corny.
That was corny for you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. I mean, that's how you started the speech.
That's basically exactly what I said.
Yeah, and then you kind of started winging it. I feel like you started winging it.
I floundered out. I was a fish real close to shore, popped out, hit the beach. I was like, Seth Chris! Yeah,
you did get some applause, though, you know?
Well, you know, I'm just glad your family's nice.
Yeah, they are very nice, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I when I stood up to thank everybody for coming, that was just pure improv. You know, I should have wrote something, I didn't. Yeah. You know?
I don't know what weddings are.
I don't either. Like, I literally turned to Chris and I'm like, is there something special I'm supposed to say in this thank you? Like, am I supposed to thank
you? We
like,
all love you and worship you.
Like, am I supposed to thank your dad for, like, birthing you? Or, you know, I didn't know what I would do. So, you know, I just stood up and said thanks.
Mm.
You know? And at the end of the speeches, like, everyone looked at me like I was supposed to do something. Like,
thanks, everybody, for talking.
I literally said, go about your business. Like, what am I supposed to
do? That's fine.
Britt, I am not scared. Please.
Please.
Please. You're not going to scare me.
Mm-hmm.
My standards are higher than anyone's. If they surpass my standards, they'll be fine.
There's going to be more people at mine, though.
I don't care.
No?
No. I have no problem with public speaking.
Okay.
None. I could give a speech to Barack Obama, dude. I don't care. He would love it. I have no problem public speaking.
Fucking that Xanax will probably help you there, though. I should have taken one of those. That's what I should have done.
You should have. When I perform, though, I like the jitters. It drives me. Okay. It's when I'm trying to sleep that I really don't like them. You know, that's when I don't like it.
That makes sense.
But yeah, when I'm doing this, it's fine. Like, there'll be times where I've had panic attacks and I'll be like, well, my stream's in 20 minutes. I'll just wait. And I'll just do it on the stream and I'll just scream a lot and, you know, do one of those. That's how I live my life, brother. Yeah, on the edge, you know? No, why not Trump? I use too big of words. I don't know if he could understand them.
Water big.
Yeah. I mean, the most important thing is to know your audience. So I'm going to make a lot of jokes about how the Bruins suck, the Patriots suck, the Celtics suck.
Oh, God.
And the Red Sox suck.
You are going to get burned alive, man.
All of those jokes. I'm going to talk about how the Knicks are better, superior, they have a dynasty. I'm going to talk about how the Lakers are superior, they have a dynasty. All
right, that one might go over better.
I'm going to talk about how Canada is probably the best country on earth, except for Kenya, where my president came from. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to talk about all those things. Those are going to be big talking points for me.
I think most of her family might be Democratic. I'm pretty sure. Because Boston's pretty
well,
Democratic.
Well, then I'm going to scream build that wall.
That's what you should do.
I don't think Boston cares about immigration. I'm going to be like, you know what's great? Tea.
Taxes on tea. Yeah, man, that's
the
real
best,
great.
You know? And, you know, I would like to take a moment. It's my first time here in Boston. I would like to recognize one of the biggest snitches of all time, Paul Revere. Great job, Paul! One if by land, two if by sea, three if snitches lie in ditches. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
You don't think that'll go over well?
I mean, if you want that to be the day you die, then yeah, no, that sounds real great.
I think that would kill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I do. I think that would kill.
Go for it, man. I'm fine with it. You're going to have to talk to her, but yeah, I'm fine.
She can't stop me.
No.
I'll write two speeches. I'll write a fake one and then give a different one. Like, there's no way for her to know.
That's better.
No, I will respect the sanctity of your marriage, but I will torture both of you until it happens. I'll take it very seriously. Because I don't want to ruin Britt's big day.
Fantastic.
But I do want to make you in particular think that I'm going to ruin the day. In fact, you know, I might get with Britt and be like, look, I'm going to do this. Here's exactly what I'm going to do. And she'll be like, that's cool. And be like, here's what I'm going to tell Colby I'm going to do. And let's just, you just say, I can't believe Seth's going to do all this stuff. If he does that, it's going to be over. And then we'll make Colby really freaked out.
She's a bad liar, man.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
I can't get her involved then.
It'd be best. If you're trying to pull some weird shit, yeah, no.
How many people are going to be standing up with her at the wedding? Do you know how many friends she has?
I think three.
Okay. Who's going to be your other two?
Probably Bash.
Okay. Just say it. You have to say it. He's the only one left. You have to say it.
I can't remember if she said three or four.
Either way, he's making the cut.
Yeah, either way.
You want me to, like, wear another, like, stuffed man next to me?
Who knows? He might not fly out, man. He might not fly out.
Oh, God, we hope. We hope, man. Yeah. We hope, but... Yeah, I saw... It's actually funny, because they do say... Like, I don't go to a lot of weddings, but Colby's going to have at best one.
What?
People to stand up next to you.
Yeah.
She said 3 to 4, depending on how many you have. You only know three or four people...
True.
Mm-hmm.
I can ask a cousin.
That's true. You got family. But yeah. You don't have brothers or sisters.
Mm-mm.
You can't have your dad stand up there. That'd be weird, right? Yeah. Is that weird? I don't know if that's weird. Know. See, we don't know enough about weddings.
Yeah, no, I don't.
She's just gonna have to
You
talk.
Got me a fucking gift.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
I don't... That's not
well,
a wedding.
Chris
thing.
Got a gift for Kate. And I'm like, am I supposed to get gifts? And she's like, well, yeah, traditionally you get them for the wedding party. I'm like, well, thanks for telling me. We had to go on, what day was the rehearsal? We had to go Thursday night, because Chris literally told me, like, Wednesday that she got a gift for Kate. You know how hard you are to get a gift for?
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible to get you gifts. You hate everything.
Yeah.
You don't like movies. You don't like books. You don't like CDs. Get out of here with your fake news, babe.
You were there.
Get out of here with your fake news.
2 weeks ago when I bought the gift for Kate.
This is fake news.
In Target.
This is fake news. Don't listen to this fake news. Get out of my house. Get. Shoo.
Shoo.
Shoo, wife. Leave.
Shoo, wife.
Leave me be. It's fake news right there. It's big water. All right? Not dealing with that. So I didn't know these things.
Big water.
But yeah, I had to get you a gift, and then I got Aaron a gift. I just got him candy. I thought about just getting you candy again, but that's what I got you for Christmas. And I'm like, I just can't make the man fat constantly. You know?
Yeah, man, I really don't need
But you
help
love
on
food
that.
And beer. Mm. So I got you a cup so you keep your beer cold.
That's good, because Britt stole the other one that her family got me.
Yeah. Like, I was like, I think he drinks stuff. Forgot the pin.
Oh, my God.
Just hit the green button. It'll run as credit. This isn't hard. You threw your phone down there somewhere? Yeah, you did.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. His pin is 0000.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yesterday.
It's literally the password to most of my shit.
Yeah.
That she knows.
Yeah.
I told her that.
Yeah, it's hard, man. She forgot it. Women's brains are smaller than men's, dude. Just let it happen.
I don't think that's... no,
it's true. They're denser, but they're smaller.
Mm.
It's a fact. Yesterday, I was sitting next to my brother, Luke. He unlocked his phone, and I saw it. He had the 6-digit passcode, and he went, 0000000. I go, who are you, Kanye West?
Yep.
He goes, it has to be mom-proof. She'll never guess that.
She'll never guess that?
Yeah. That's what he said.
That's like what everyone guesses.
That's, well, I don't know. I feel like 1, 2, 3, 4 is probably what everyone guesses. But then, yeah, it's 00000, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why even have a passcode,
why
bro?
Why even do it? I don't know. How old is he now?
21.
21.
He turns 22 in September.
Gotcha.
Yep, they all old now.
They all old, man.
Yep. Daniel is 19. Mm. And Sarah is 23, almost 24, so... Anyone use the T9 codes to program a passcode, like one is ABC? No. That's too much work. Spell a word, you should do that, but no. I'm like Colby, my passcode is my PIN number.
Mm.
It's easy to remember, mm-hmm. You know?
It's going to be real fucked when somebody gets it and then just has it everything for everything.
Well, see, you have assets, though. Mm-hmm. See, people steal my stuff. The most valuable thing they get is my phone, and it's an iPhone 6, and it has, you know, burning in the screen. And it can't use Snapchat without crashing because it takes up too much space. So, you know, if they really want that, enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I need to vary the passwords a little bit.
No, as long as the one you have is uncrackable.
Well, it's uncrackable for the most part.
Did you use it for banking?
Yeah.
Because then it's out on the internet. Do you know that?
No, why? What?
Well, because remember, I had that C password that I used for like a decade, you know, mm-hmm. And you knew it. And everyone knew it. Like, I had to change that, like, 3 years ago or whatever that Experian thing happened.
Mm.
Because they leaked my passwords and my email addresses and my socials and all that stuff. Like, everybody's stuff is out there.
I think I changed mine roughly around that time frame.
Yeah, but any combination of that email address and password is out on the internet. And, like, bots
use it.
Yeah,
no, I changed everything.
Okay.
I changed everything.
Yeah, then you're safe then. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, my Netflix got hacked.
But that's the thing. All I need, because I got a lot of things with that password.
Right.
All I need is just one of them to go, and then that could be for everything.
Yeah.
That's the bad thing. Yeah. They always say, use different passwords. I'm like, I'm not going to remember.
You got to come the way I do it. Like, now, man. Like, in today's world, you got to use phrases. That's actually the most secure way to do a password is a phrase.
Mm.
Like, Angry Orchard, Big Monkey, you know, and that's a password for your Gmail, you know, and Flaming Ostrich Eats Children, you know, and that's your password for your Netflix account.
Yeah, see, I'm not going to remember those.
Well, you got to come up with, you know, Brits Boobs Feel Nice, you know, just come up with four ones that you'll remember.
Okay, yeah, no.
You know, and then that'll be the way you come up with passwords. That's probably going to be... I wouldn't use that for something Britt uses, because that would be pretty awkward, you know, to make her have to type that. But,
she knows it.
But, you know, that's what you're supposed to do nowadays. Come up with a phrase.
Hmm.
That's the way to do it. Instead of it just being gobbledygook with symbols and...
Uh-oh.
What just happened?
I don't know.
Did my screen just turn off?
It did. I think your computer broke.
Like
fuzzy went away, too. Something fuzzy went away.
I mean, I see OBS. I still hear us. Computer still hears us? Did my laptop just crash?
I think so. Yeah, your light went off.
Sure did, didn't it?
Yeah.
It sure did.
That's not good.
Just sitting here in the dark now.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Y'all still streaming. That's good.
Huh.
Well, yeah, you're real dark. I got this light. You're real dark.
Yeah. What do you think happened just now? Which one do you think broke? An iMac or my Power Mac?
I'm gonna go with the one that's powering the entire thing. Probably that one.
I mean, it's...
Well, actually, it might be the monitor. No, it was that.
It's probably not good that just shut down, right?
I would guess not, no.
But what's weird is that if this turns off, this comes back on as the iMac.
Yeah.
So, that didn't happen. Should I push the button?
I probably, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah, it crashed.
What, does it say anything?
I think it's going to give you like a little turny wheel here in a bit.
I've never seen this before in my life. It's just gray.
Oh, no, yeah, it's down there. The little bars. You see
I see the bars.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Once it gets,
It's just going to come back to where we were?
Yeah, I think. I've seen that before. I forget why. But then again, it also might just be frozen. I don't know. Let me see this.
I can't.
Yeah, we can't.
Can't move the camera. It's stuck up there.
Like, it's fixed in the position.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, I moved it yesterday for the wedding, and it's a regret. Because it was a pain in my butt to get it back.
Oh. It looks pretty back, though.
It went black.
It's gone again, man.
Did it turn off again?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what's happening either. I've never seen this. Dude, if my computer dies, I'm gonna...
That's not gonna be good.
I don't know what I'm gonna do, man. I'm gonna make you buy me another one.
Yeah. You can take that Mac Mini.
You got good credit, dude.
You got that Mac
that
Mini,
That Mac
though.
Mini can't even play YouTube. It's so old.
Neither can this one.
It's back! Is it back? It's not really... Oh! It's doing something! Computers! Computers, man! What they doing?
So Vikings, bro.
Yeah, your obsession.
It's a great fucking show.
Yeah.
Only reason why it's a great fucking show? That Travis Fimmel, man. I think he's my man crush right now.
Okay.
I really do. His acting's, like, weird. It's a very specific style. I think... It's been a hot second since I've seen Warcraft.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure it's very similar.
Okay.
So I think he's got like this one track thing that he's got going, but I mean it works.
It works for Vikings.
Yeah.
Well, I mean it's like the guy who played Andy in The Office, you know? Like he had a one trick thing. He's Andy from The Office. You know, right. He's that in every movie, but it worked well in The Office.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work well in anything else, really.
Hangover was good. The other ones weren't. But then again, he was Andy from The Office in it, so.
I didn't really enjoy The Hangover for me.
No, really? The first one?
No.
First one was good.
I mean, I didn't enjoy him.
Oh, yeah, no.
In it.
It was Bradley Cooper and the Galifianakis guy.
Zach Giraffe, yeah.
Zach Giraffe?
I don't know his name. I think it's Zach Giraffe.
It's Galifianakis.
Okay, so what I'm staring at right now on my computer is my laptop now shows what the main screen did. Oh. I think it's all the way back. Is it all the way back now?
I mean...
So if I close this, does it go back up there?
Yeah. Yeah, look at that.
It's back.
Hmm. That was odd. The power cord plugged in?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, man.
What we just experienced makes no sense to me. No. No.
So apparently he leaves the show.
Going
after
back
this
to
next season,
okay,
I'm gonna be so pissed.
Oh look, audition crashed. Well, that's fine.
Whatever. I'm gonna be so mad, man.
He's gonna leave.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only one season left. Is it possible for you just not to watch that season?
That's what I'm saying. Is I'm gonna have to give it a chance. Like they better introduce a character that's just good.
But then it's only one season,
which they won't.
Of that new character.
Well, yeah, season 5 is already out without. The Travis
guy. So there's two seasons of him being out.
Season 6 coming out, and it's rumored that he's coming back.
Okay, so you're going to sit through season 4 with Fimmel.
Yep.
He's going to leave.
Yep.
Then season 5 comes out, no Fimmel.
Mm-hmm.
Then season 6 comes out, could be the final season.
Yep.
And it's rumored Fimmel comes back.
It is the final
season. Okay, it's absolutely the final season. Fimmel may be back.
Right.
Is it going to be one of those things where, like, what's the guy's name? God, Steve Carell came back for The Office final season,
probably,
but he was there for 30 seconds.
It might be like flashbacks. And stuff. I'm assuming he dies in this fourth season. I'm pretty sure he dies. Because that's the only
way that's how you'd want a Viking to go out, right?
Yeah, man. He can't go to Valhalla
if he's got to die in battle.
Yeah.
You can't succumb to tuberculosis or something, man.
That's what was happening in this fucking season, though. The last 4 episodes.
So what happens if you're a Viking and you have a bad flu and it's going to kill you? Do you have to stab somebody first?
I don't know. This dude, this one Viking got like his arm just cut like a little bit, but he got infected, so it started eating away the rest of his body. He chopped off his arm.
Okay.
Because he's like, fuck it, it's killing me.
Right.
Still was killing him because he waited too long.
Okay.
So then he was like, just take me with you, like carry me into this next battle. Give me a sword. I'll just walk towards the bad guys.
Like, see, I feel like that's not enough.
Yeah, he got shot with a couple of arrows, then he went down on his knees, and then they come up to him, and they're like, what the fuck is this random dude doing here? And then he just grabs one and stabs a motherfucker with it, and then they stab him. It was,
maybe, I guess.
That probably did it. I'd say that probably did it.
I feel like if I'm a god, and I'm like, my rule is you gotta go out in a blaze of glory to get in here. I'm like the one-armed guy who, like, wanted to die in battle. Like, he doesn't make the cut.
Yeah.
I mean, that's honestly an insult to the people who do die valiantly in battle, that the one-armed guy
basically got set up to do it.
Right, like, it's cheating.
I don't know. There was an old guy in one season who has made it through every battle that he's ever been in, and he just wanted to go raiding one more time so he could die in battle.
Yeah,
stuff.
See, that's cheating. I mean, honestly,
is it, though? I mean, he was fully...
That's why the gods are stupid. They should just let him in for being a badass. You don't have to die in battle.
Yeah.
You know, because then Matthew could get in, because he's clearly going to die immediately. But then this hard-ass guy, he doesn't get in because he didn't die? That's messed up.
He should be better off.
He should be in a better heaven than Matthew. Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, Matthew's not going to Valhalla.
I mean, the people who die are the worst ones.
That's true.
And those are the people who get in.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to
Viking
me.
Heaven is messed up, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
That's really odd.
Yeah.
Because they all don't fear death. And it's super weird, but they want to live, but they also don't fear death.
That's because they're going to Valhalla to bang all those women, dude.
Yeah, man.
Why would you fear death? I would go immediately and die in battle.
Right. But I don't know.
There's
See,
a huge flaw in that
yeah,
logic.
That's the thing.
As soon as I hit puberty and I discover what boobs are and I realize there's an infinite amount of them in Valhalla and all I have to do is get stabbed, I'm going to get stabbed, bro.
Yeah. I mean,
why would
I
you
want
to stay here?
I don't see how. Well, like, suicide is. That's kind of the thing.
Well, who
like,
decides who's suicide?
To get dead and get
that
murdered?
That guy went off to get dead and murdered.
He did. He did, he did. It makes no sense.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
We found a huge flaw with the Viking religion, dude. Now we're blaspheming fictional religions.
Yeah.
It's great. Doesn't make any sense.
Fictional religions? That's a real religion.
People don't think Valhalla is
dude,
real anymore, dude.
Dude, we had a show on Duo called Finding Frith.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
And those were fucking Nordic worshipping people, man.
I forgot those people.
Thor, Loki, Odin, all of them
I,
dudes,
I put
man.
A quarantine around myself from those people so fast, dude.
Yeah. So I really don't feel great being in that same group. Because, I like, at the start of the show, I was like, Vikings kind of got their shit figured out. Like, their society was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was pretty communistic, like, socialistic.
Yeah, socialist,
it's
yeah.
just... But everyone was happy. Everybody was, like, open with sexuality and stuff.
Oh, I like
it's
that.
Just like,
I like that. Brick could
there's
never
no restrictions.
It.
Yeah, there's no restrictions, really. And then all of a sudden, they have to murder 9 people every 9 years for sacrifices to Odin because reasons. And you have to volunteer for it. And then the people who would volunteer to be sacrificed, you're not dying in battle. So are you going to Valhalla? I don't know.
Britt says it's not meant to make them commit suicide. It's meant so it helps the men not fear death. And you know what? If your life on Earth is great with infinite boobs, which it sounds like it was because this whole free love situation happening... You know, is there a free love situation?
I mean, for the most part, yeah.
And so as soon as I hit puberty, I can get boobs anyway. Because I'm a Viking.
Yes, I mean they did have slaves.
Okay.
So yeah, you.
So
could
really, Valhalla
take those
on Earth, Valhalla in Valhalla.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Valhalla. Apparently, according to what they said in the show, which the show's events, like mm-hmm. they go to England at this point in time. Those aren't very accurate at all
right.
by historical standards,
right.
but they're like practices and shit like that.
Okay.
From what I've read, it's pretty...
They got big wooden boats with lions on the front of them, dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty accurate as to like their traditions and things like
Any
that.
Any dragons?
They believe. The heads, yeah, on the front.
But
dragons.
No actual
no,
dragons.
No, not
Toothless doesn't
well,
show
apparently
up.
Apparently
or...
some dude slayed a dragon at some point in time,
okay.
but we didn't see that.
Use Valyrian steel, or...?
I don't know. Where was it going?
Talk about England. Something about England, man.
Shit. Not even that. I was saying traditional-wise.
Like you said, it wasn't historical because they're going to England, but their traditions are.
Yeah. Never mind.
Okay, cool.
I lost it.
All right, man. Apparently, I need to watch Vikings.
Show's pretty well... It doesn't fit your.
There's no
rules.
Nipples whatsoever.
Mm-mm.
I'm gonna find the version with nipples. I'm gonna watch that one.
Apparently, there's not that much.
Is there difference. More than zero?
There is way more sex than the amount of nipples that you're probably gonna see.
Okay.
In the unedited version, because there's a lot of sex.
Right.
A lot.
Any butts?
I like very few.
You don't see Fimmel's butt?
I don't think so.
That's messed up, dude. Why wouldn't they show us butts?
Dude, I don't know, man. It's on history.
You make a show about free love, and then you don't even show us butts?
I don't know.
It's messed up, dude.
Yeah.
I don't... Take me to Valhalla. That's all I'm saying.
They don't really have curse words either that much. They say shit.
Yeah, see, that's not... Well, that's the History Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gotta watch the Australian version.
It's definitely got a lot of blood, though.
Yeah, blood's cool.
A lot of blood.
Everything has blood now. I'm kind of getting burnt out on blood.
There's a lot of blood, man.
There's a lot of blood in everything.
You remember when Game of Thrones got shit for killing a baby? You remember that? Like,
kinda.
There was a couple of news stories out, like Game of Thrones broke the one TV rule, you killed a baby on screen or something like that.
Kinda.
Dude, this show kills a lot of children.
Who cares about babies, dude?
Like, on screen.
Kill babies. Let's murder babies. That's over the line on TV?
Yeah, I don't
Killing
get
babies?
It. I don't
It's like
don't
killing dogs
it.
Was over the line. You don't kill
know,
a
man.
Dog.
No, we saw this dude's hand get chopped in half.
Okay.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
This Viking was about to get his head chopped off because he got captured by the Franks.
Yeah.
And he's like, I won't bend down and put my head down there without someone holding my hair up because he's got long hair so they can make a clean cut.
Why doesn't he just do this? Flip his hair over his own head.
Well, because of what I'm about to say. So,
okay, okay.
He got some fucking dude. So, when he bent over, he pulled the hair over and is holding his hair out of the way, right?
Okay.
So, he's holding the hair. The guy goes to swing the axe to chop his head off. The dude just moves his head back, pulls the guy's hands with his head, or hands on his hair. Axe just chops the dude's fucking hand right in half. He just cracks the fuck up. Viking guy. It was great. Like, okay. What a move.
All right.
What a move, man. I mean, he got his head chopped off after, like,
immediately.
Still, what a way to go
out. They're not going
to
be like, that's awesome, dude.
What a way to go out.
You get a free pass on your behead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Still going to get you, but...
That was fucking funny as shit.
Yeah, dude, I don't...
And then we see this woman get her ear chopped off because she had sex out of wedlock. Dude, all this shit...
I thought there was free love!
This is the Christians. Yeah, England is very Christian right now.
Yeah.
And they chopped this bitch's ear off because she...
Yeah, women didn't have it good historically.
No, they didn't.
No.
It really makes me hate religion.
Thank you, J-Bar. Why are you yelling it at me? Happy Father's Day to you! I don't know why I feel like I had to yell it back.
I don't know, man.
That's very aggressive, right?
Yeah. It's pretty. I mean, with the face, yeah.
You want to do a Vikings podcast? Because I feel like you want to do a Vikings podcast.
No,
I've never heard you talk this passionately about a TV show ever.
It's really good.
You bring it up every show.
It's really good.
I mean, I don't mind. I just feel like you're really into Vikings.
No, but see, this is the thing is, okay, so this is probably a little over accepting of some of the flaws of the show.
Okay.
Because I'm so desperate to find a Game of Thrones that's not Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Probably something like that. I mean, it's really good.
Right.
But there are some weird instances.
Why don't you try all those, like, historical period pieces that are on? Like,
I tried.
There's, like, Black Sails is one. And I mean, there's, like, 100, isn't there?
I'm going to try. The Last Kingdom next.
Yeah, that's one.
That one's apparently really historically accurate.
I mean, there's a lot of old ones on HBO, like Rome. You know, that's supposed to be really good, you know? I mean, you don't care if they're recent.
No. We tried watching Nightfall, and that one's all right.
What's that one? I feel like you mentioned this, and I asked this exact question.
It's about the Crusaders.
Okay, yeah, we did have this exact question. Yeah. Yeah, we had this exact conversation already.
It's not the best. I don't know why. I feel like... Okay, so any season one of a show is going to be poor budget.
Agreed, yes.
Right.
Unless it's Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix just gives you a bucket of money for the entire first season. They're like, have at it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you are successful, they give you a bigger bucket of money.
Right. So maybe I need to start watching Netflix.
Yeah, but Netflix is hit and miss, dude, because they have Netflix, some garbage on Netflix, yeah, too, dude.
Well, anywho, so I believe Nightfall is on, like, AMC or something like that.
Okay.
And then Vikings is on History, so they're both network shows.
Right.
So.
Well, the Netflix stuff has the my three rules.
Yes. Yes, it does. Vikings did their first season well.
Okay.
It was smaller scaled.
Well, Nightfall, that's because it's not made in America.
Nightfall, to me, made it seem like they were trying to do too big a plot right out the gate with no budget to do it.
Yeah. Britt says, Vikings don't have free love. It's okay to sleep with someone if both parties are consenting. The Vikings still frown upon cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's free love, though.
I mean, basically.
Because you don't want to be the only Viking who's like, you can't sleep with other women, though.
But also, that's completely made up, apparently, in the show.
It's definitely not.
I think it is.
No. Anything that happened before 1800, men could do whatever they wanted.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
With no repercussions.
Oh, yeah. Men.
Period.
For sure.
Yes.
Well, the show shows women doing the same thing, but yeah, no. That's
oh, no. They would not get away with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Men have sex with all the whores. The whores that they have sex with, they all die for having sex with a man. That's how it worked back in the day. Women really got the short end of the stick in history.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really not good to not be a man back in the day. Or you know, the primary pigment. I feel like it varies regionally.
Yeah.
But, yeah, any different.
Yeah, that is one thing I've noticed about this show.
Yeah.
Not very diverse.
Well, I mean, it's Vikings.
It's all white people.
You don't see a lot of black Vikings.
It's all white people. Like, I mean, at least there was, like, two black people in Game of Thrones.
Barely. I mean, that's how it is. That's why people are so mad about The Witcher, that TV show, because they're adding some people of color into the cast.
Oh, fuck off.
But it's primarily white people.
Yeah.
Because all the black people live in, like, one country in The Witcher universe, and it's way down south, you know? You don't go there because it's down south, you know? All medieval things, it's like, if you go south, it's weird. You know, it's like that in a lot of things. Like, if you venture off the known world, like in Game of Thrones, you go east. It's weird over there, the east, even though we saw the east gate. It looks pretty nice. There's not really any difference between, you know,
Marine
Walder Frey's cabin.
Better than King's Landing.
So I don't know why they're all like, ooh, that place over there, that's bad, you know? Let's go back to Dorne. But that's how it is in all these fantasy things, you know? Like, you don't want to go too far east in Lord of the Rings, you know? And it's weird over there.
I was going to say, are there any black people in Lord of the Rings?
No, the Uruk-hai, I think.
Yeah, I mean, minus them.
Yeah, but that was kind of written in the racist period. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, The Witcher has less of a reason to not include people of color.
Yeah, that's not great.
You know, like all the people on the internet are very upset because they got people of color to be in the show. And
that's dumb.
It's like, does it really matter?
Just fuck off. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't matter. You know?
Like, I mean, yeah. Anything other than really, like the American early times, you know, Civil
War. If it's
War,
historical, I get it.
American Revolution.
Because it's historical.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's, like, heavily fictionalized historical, you might as well put some people
in
there.
Even in, like, the Viking show.
Right.
I wouldn't give two shits if I saw a black dude as a Viking. I wouldn't be like, wait, that doesn't
compute. They just do the TV thing where they give him, like, some backstory. You know? And they're like, this guy was the baddest of
care.
The Africans, you know,
just
or whatever. They do that all
Africans
the time on TV.
Moved north for some reason. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, people would get mad, dude.
Apparently, well, those people could fuck off because they're probably going to be in a very small minority.
Babe, come here.
What you need?
Mom called.
Oh. Uh oh.
My mother called.
Uh oh.
Can you call her?
Yeah.
Because she probably was coming to get the food. I can't.
What about the cooler?
Uh-oh.
We're keeping that.
We're keeping it? cooler?
Right?
I thought we were giving you tour today.
I thought we wanted the stuff in the cooler!
Well, we do.
Well, we need the cooler for that! Don't you try to take my cooler! Okay. Woman! Just because we married don't mean you get all half my possessions. Hey! 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 Acting! What are you gonna give her?
Sandwiches, the fruit, potato salad.
And the potatoes.
No, I want those.
You want those?
Yes!
I thought we were gonna eat out.
No, I'm eating here tonight.
Can my voice get any higher?
We're eating here?
Yeah.
What?
Well, is there enough that you're going to eat them all tonight?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Well, look at it.
We have to throw out 10 potatoes. Is the world going to end?
Yeah. Homeless people would love those potatoes. My big fat brother, he'd love those potatoes.
Okay, I'll just give away the 10 potatoes.
Well, I mean, if we're going to eat them, though, I would love something to dip in my ranch.
How about you just split up the potatoes?
How about you get your logic out of my conversation?
Let's just keep the potatoes. Okay.
Okay, we'll keep the potatoes. They're good for ranch delivery.
Yes.
Okay. I love you. She just called.
Hey.
Call her back.
Oh.
Thanks, wife.
Wow. That was a fun conversation.
Wow. Well, that's how we live.
Hey, Kay. Thank you very much. Thank you. We had a great day.
Yeah. We're married now.
Yeah. There was a weird mix-up.
Yeah.
Turns out we got married on accident. Mm-hmm. What the heck?
I don't know.
You know, we didn't want to like take it back because that would be really awkward. So we're just gonna stick with it for a bit and see how it goes.
I'm married.
Yeah, there it is. That's all I could afford.
Yeah,
they're $1 each, so I got them three.
There
you
go.
It's like dollar times three. It's a lot.
$3, man. That's more than I've got. I can't get this off now.
You're not supposed to take it off, husband.
So yeah, man, Vikings. It's a good show.
Just right back into Vikings, huh? Yeah. Well, okay. Vikings, good show.
Yeah, what you got here, man? I see a lot of videos.
Dude, I got a lot of videos, man.
Start going.
We got stuff through E3 here. We got a parody video for Boston Dynamics. And we got a trailer for Frozen 2, and I'm not totally sure if I want to watch it.
Which parody? Let me see it.
It's where they beat up the robot.
Yeah, no, those are my guys. I watch them all the time.
Those are your guys?
Corridor Digital?
Yeah, that's who it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you see that video?
Yeah.
Dude, when I watched that video the first time, I thought it was actually Boston Dynamics. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
No.
This is the apocalypse. This is a training video. This is like what Robot Al-Qaeda will watch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to start the revolution because they're not going to know.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no, they, Sam and Nico, man. I've been watching them forever.
This is it right here. I guess we'll play it real quick.
It's pretty well done. They have this, I know they had a motion capture suit with this new technology in it that you didn't need any cameras. It was all just, you know, accelerators and stuff like that. But apparently not. Because the behind the scenes, the dude's just in a green suit with balls on him.
So they're just throwing boxes. See, I saw this. This is what got me.
Mm.
Like, I saw this on Twitter. I couldn't see that it said Bosstown Dynamics.
Yeah.
And then I just watched this, and I'm like, are they just, like, testing the accelerometers or something? And they start hitting it with sticks. Like, are they testing durability? Like, what are they doing? Stop hitting the robot. I feel much better now that I know this is fake. I feel like I literally lived 3 days thinking that they had beaten this robot. And every time I see Boston Dynamics do something, I blame Britney's people. So I kind of want to ask her to be like, what are your people doing?
That's so funny.
I saw it on a screen this big, J-Bar.
Lighting's not that off.
No, it looks pretty good in most parts. I mean, did the guy stand up like that? Because that takes some serious core strength, right? He's just breaking bottles on him. I mean, it's pretty good, right?
Keep it going, man. I like it when he just grabs the stick.
Okay.
Seen the whole thing?
No. Oh, like, I did see
I've
it.
I've had enough.
It's with the T-pose, right?
I don't know.
Hair one. This got a little excessive here at the last scene.
Yeah.
Now the so these are the guys you watch?
Yeah.
What do they do?
The guy on the right is their CG artist.
Okay.
The guy on the left is he acts in a lot of their stuff when they can't get actual actors, but he's their like business manager. He's a lawyer.
Oh, that's pretty good stuff, man. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good stuff.
Do they have? Yeah, they're behind the scenes videos. They have their own like vlog channel. It's
oh, weird. I gotcha.
It's really good. They're pretty funny.
Yeah, when I saw this on Twitter. Like, so I saw it in a little bitty timeline thing, and I just saw the clip where they smash the bottle, mm-hmm. and he stops the stick, and he does the T-pose, and I'm like, these people gotta not do this, we're gonna die!
Yeah, man.
Because I've literally screamed doom on this show, yeah, watching these Boston Dynamics videos. Like, I don't think it's a good idea for them to be building these bots. And like, if they're beating them now, but now that I know it's not actually happening, yeah. I don't feel comfortable because I still think they should stop investigating. This is our downfall. This mm-hmm. is our doom. But at least it's a little farther away, you know.
It's quite...
more likely global warming will kill us before,
oh, yeah,
before we worry
one.
About the robot mm-hmm. apocalypse. So, you know. Okay. I talked about this one yesterday on the way to our wedding with you. I figured you'd want to see this.
What is Mythic Quest? Some may say it's just a video game. When it first debuted, MQ was hailed as a masterpiece. Now played in 20 different countries on 6 continents, it's the biggest massive multiplayer role-playing game of all time. And today, they find themselves on the precipice of their first major expansion, Mythic Quest, Raven's Banquet. And it all falls what? On the shoulders of one man, creative director Ian Grimm.
When we think about cultural touchstones,
oh, shit.
We think E.T.,
that's right.
Star Wars, Avatar. And yet our industry dwarfs the traditional entertainment business.
That's right.
So when we think about legends, why not think Mythic Quest?
True indeed. And when we think of visionary world-building artists, instead of just Spielberg, Lucas, and Cameron, why not think Grimm?
Is that his fake name?
Yeah. Ian Grimm.
I'm sorry, I gotta stop. We're going.
Shh, 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 shh. What? Is that Danny Booney?
Oh my god. This is insane.
It's ruined.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, that's Mythic Quest. Man.
This is a Boston song, too. I play this at every goddamn hockey game.
You don't say? So that's... that's the new Rob McElhaney Charlie Day show.
What?
It's got Rickety Cricket in it.
Oh, that's the show.
Yeah. That's the show. It's the Silicon Valley of video games, basically, okay. Is what it looks like to me.
God, that looks funny.
It's going to be on Apple,
Apple TV Plus. Okay, what's it called? Is it called Mythic Quest?
Mythic Quest.
All right, I got to look and see if this is the guy from Community.
Okay.
Because if it is, I'm in.
What's his name?
Danny Pundy, I believe.
I'm sorry, this is a PG show. What's his name?
Pundy. Mythic Quest.
You know how to spell the word mythic? It's right here, you can see.
Is that one it? That's not it.
That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is!
With all these kids?
Who's that?
Yeah, Danny Pundy.
That's him, man, you got it. What's he playing in?
Why are there so many? He's Abed.
Oh. Why did you just say that?
Sorry.
That's what everyone knows him as. Yeah.
Abed.
Okay, thank you.
He was in Winter Soldier?
Yeah, he was. He's the tech guy, or the control center man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Problem is, it's on Apple TV Plus.
Problem is that there's a lot of kids credited in that. And
well,
is it a kid show?
No, Steph, it's definitely not a kid show, right?
Are you sure?
Yeah, there's no way.
I mean,
way
it kind of looks
show.
Like it with those kids in it.
Charlie Day wrote it. Don't judge it off IMDb. They probably have kids that are play testers, and they're just the first people that are credited.
Charlie Day's
because
in Pacific Rim.
Because their crazy moms are like, I'm going to add this to Little Daddy's IMDb right now!
All of them were credited higher than the Cricket, Rob, Poondy.
Rob created it, so IMDb is broke, clearly.
I don't know, man.
You want to watch some other stuff from E3?
Yeah.
Do you want to be let down by the Game of Thrones writer game, or do you want to be let down by the Avengers game? Which one do you want?
I want to hear your take on the Avengers game.
Well, have you seen it?
I saw the trailer for it.
This right here. The following trailer was created from in-game footage.
Like, I mean, everything looks fine minus their faces to me.
You know that old saying?
And their voices are a little odd, but...
Well,
I've only ever seen this once, so this is like my second time.
And it was.
I mean, Iron Man looks fucking kick ass, man. Thor's face looks weird. Everybody's face looks weird.
I think Thor is the weirdest looking one. You know, the guy who does the voice is Nathan Drake, right? The guy who does Iron Man is Nathan Drake, and the guy who does Thor, or no, who does Bruce Banner. Is Sam Drake, his brother in that game.
Oh, really?
And now that I know that, I can't hear anything but Nathan Drake when I hear Iron Man. And he also does the voice of Ghost in Destiny.
Uh-huh.
And I think what's happening is that Nolan North uses his basically a young version of his own voice for Nathan Drake. You know, a little more lackadaisical, hey, it's me, Nolan North, you know? I feel like he's doing the exact same thing here. Mixed with a tiny bit of difference in tone change from Ghost. So it sounds like Nathan Drake Ghost when I hear Iron Man, and I can't unhear it, and now it's kind of ruined the game for me, if I'm being honest.
Thor, Tony, check it out.
At once.
Try to keep up.
Yep, that was Drake.
Yeah, it's Drake!
This just got a whole lot more interesting.
That kills me.
Quick. Secure the bridge. Those weapons.
This right here looks like gameplay.
Yeah.
But like, why not show us gameplay then? Like, I feel like you got something to hide.
Mm-hmm.
If you show us, what is this, a second of gameplay? And they do it again right here. This looks like gameplay, and then it's not.
Thor, what's your status?
There are humans trapped. Lots of small, angry men with guns.
Was that a joke? Did Thor make a joke?
Cap, they got pulsar tanks.
Like, and I don't know, man. I don't think I know what I want from an Avengers
Hurry,
game.
Thor, the cables.
And I feel like this isn't it. This doesn't really look bad.
Cap, what's going on over there?
But it also doesn't really look good.
Dark to Chimera, what's your status? We should head back.
No, stay on task. There are still civilians on this bridge.
Here's another thing I don't get. This also really bugs me, okay? I know they're rescuing civilians, but they're not. They're actually punching a lot of people and flying around on the back of robots, okay? All these robot people are gonna die when the bridge blows up here in about 30 seconds. So why are they doing this? Like, it's video games, you know? And, like, I don't like video games that remind me that I'm playing a video game.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Reactor.
Damn it, they played us.
No.
So he dead.
Some say they were set up.
Like, all of San Francisco's dead, right? Like...
Others... call them murderers.
Do the Avengers pose a danger to society? That was the question, Bruce.
I don't know, Nate.
That was the question.
Yeah, Nate. Tell me, Nate.
We all lost something.
Sounds exactly like Nathan Drake.
I think it's just going to be like Spider-Man, man. You're going to go around fighting some dudes, beating them up a little bit. Then you're going to fight some drones, fight them up, beat them up a little bit. Dude, I want to be in space.
Like, he's in space. That's kind of cool, right?
Well, what are we waiting for?
Yeah, you really think it's going to be May 2020?
I don't know. That looks pretty done.
Yeah.
That's a year away.
Mm. I mean, here's the thing, though. Okay, so if I search Spider-Man PS4 E3 trailer.
Like, here's the first thing they showed of Spider-Man. I actually haven't seen this, so...
People see me and think they're safer. But it's not really me they're seeing. Probably for the best. Knowing everything hinges on a guy from Queens sounds as scary as it feels. No pressure,
this looks
right?
Way better. I mean,
you could have looked at that and been like, which one is gameplay and which one's not.
I mean,
all of it ended up being gameplay.
It did.
But I mean, some of it is more like, you know, like every car you chase just on the street.
Yes.
It's basically the same animation.
It is. Yeah. And there's so four of them, you know.
You're
going to
get in that same.
But here's
realm
the, like,
with
I
the
think
Avengers,
the difference from that streamer, or that trailer and the Avengers one is that that trailer makes it go like, I will feel like I'm Spider-Man. I don't feel like I'm Iron Man when I look at that trailer. I feel
didn't
like
show enough yet.
Yeah, I feel like, mm-hmm. But that's a year that came out in September of 2018. That game did, and that's a trailer from 2016. So that's 2 years before the release date of that game.
Right.
And it's again, it's half the length, you know. So it's probably tighter. It's easier to make a shorter trailer, would be my guess. But like. I don't know, man.
I bet you it's going to be way more like, I'd say COD almost. Like, you have a set story.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be like.
Once, and that's what it's going to be, and then the multiplayer is going to be really repetitive.
I don't know, man. I think what it is.
Or if it's an open world. There's no way it's an open world.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
Yeah, because they're in San Francisco, they're in New York. It's like,
yeah, I don't know.
In space.
I think to me, It doesn't look bad, but it doesn't look great. And I think because it doesn't look great, I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
Because it's the Avengers, and I want it to be the greatest thing. I want it to be at least as good as Spider-Man. At least!
Well, I mean, even Spider-Man, though, man.
You didn't play enough of it.
I know. The gameplay, the storyline, I bet you is great.
It is great.
I bet you it's
fantastic. It made
fantastic.
Me like Spider-Man, and I didn't care for Spider-Man as a superhero.
And so that's
the game.
Fantastic. But then again, I don't know. I think Red Dead Endgame or Grand Theft Auto just ruins it.
Red Dead is 60 hours of narrative. Like, I still play that game.
Yeah.
I still play it. Off stream,
much to do in it that's not story.
Yeah.
And it's not the same in Spider-Man.
And
it's
the
not
story
the same in
is 60 hours.
Probably this game.
It is 60 hours of if you just do missions. No side stuff. You don't go on treasure hunts. You don't go on loot hunts. You don't do the robberies. You don't do the coach hijacks, the train stuff. You just do the story missions. It's 60 hours of original, fully voiced, fully acted narrative.
Mm-hmm.
But it also was in development for 8 years.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to... Yeah, that spoils you.
Yeah, it does. But I played Spider-Man, beat the entire game, platinumed it, did everything the game possibly had you to do, got every trophy, in less time than it took me to beat the campaign for Red Dead.
Mm-hmm.
But I still enjoyed Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because it was fun. Mm-hmm. It made me feel like I was playing Spider-Man.
It'll be fun to fly around like Iron Man if it's well done.
Right. Like, to me, Red Dead isn't fair. It almost shouldn't exist. It's so...
Well, and the good thing about Spider-Man...
Novel.
Yeah, the good thing about Spider-Man was it was so easy to understand. Like, there wasn't a lot of effort you needed to put into it to go this way or
And if you
way.
Started to learn it, you could feel like a superhero.
Right.
You could, yeah.
And so I bet you that's going to be the same thing
that's
with
what
this
I hope, man.
Avengers game. Or I would at
Because it
hope.
Looks to me like Iron Man's just going to fly and shoot things. And, like, I don't... Like, Hulk's going to smash... You know?
Yeah, but then also, like, I mean, I bet you're going to have to play each character in the campaign at some point.
Well, that would be the smartest thing for them to do is each character has their own stories.
Yeah.
And then eventually they come back together or something. You know, I don't know. Also, I'm a little disappointed that it's a whole, are the Avengers broken up? I don't know. I don't know why I don't like that.
Yeah.
I think it's because we just went through with Endgame, and you can't do better than they did with the whole... The Avengers have broken up Civil War, Infinity War Endgame plot.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do better than that. And so I feel like it's a little too similar, and I almost feel burnt out on it before it even comes out.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like I'm being too critical, but every single person that came into my chat over the last week is like, I was let down by the Avengers game.
Really?
And every single person, basically to a T, had a similar notion to, it just looked okay. And that means it's disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know, man. I don't know.
Did you see that? I saw an article saying that the new Elder Scrolls, whatever, Skyrim game is going to be like a decade long of...
You could play it for a decade?
Uh-huh.
Well, I have to. I mean, Skyrim came out November 11th, 2011. It's almost been a decade for that game. People still playing it? That's not surprising.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
It's not surprising. If it comes out, all I want... Like, that's a game that Red Dead spoiled for me. Like, I go back now and I look at Skyrim, which used to be so gorgeous, and I look at this and I go, this looks like doo-doo. Like, I've been... like, right now, I play Red Dead off-stream. I was playing it... did I play it this morning? I played it last night. No, I think I did play some this morning. Because I'm doing the treasure hunts right now. So, literally, you get this piece of paper, and it has a landscape with, like, a one on it, and it draws an arrow to it. And then there's another panel... And it's a zoomed-in piece of that landscape, and it shows an X. And you go there, and then there's another map. And after, like, three or four of those, you get gold bars, which are worth a lot of money. And it's just for fun. It's in-game stuff. And so I'm doing that right now. And now I'm playing the entire game in first person.
Mm.
And it's just... It looks like real life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's stupid how gorgeous that game... I don't know how it works. And, like, I feel like I'm experiencing it again because now that I have my glasses, I'm playing it for the first time where I can see it in 4K on my TV, and I'm just like, real life actually is uglier than this. This is actually worse than
That's
real life.
That's true, yeah.
It's actually worse.
Uh-huh. I don't know, man.
It's such a good game. And so now I'm going to
feel... This is why I don't game. Because if I got that game...
That's the only game you need to play, though.
I wouldn't do
That's
anything
all you need
else.
To do.
I wouldn't do anything
It'll else. Take you 60 hours to get through the narrative, and you'll be disappointed that it's not 160 hours. And then you just get to play the game. Yeah?
So what I'm hearing is I should get a second PS4. I already have a second projector. Just set both up in my bedroom. Britt gets one, I get one, and then we'll just play... Red Dead.
Dude, I would love to be in a posse. You know that they've updated online just recently, and they made it so essentially now you can't just get griefed all the time. People just can't come up and lasso you just for no reason.
Mm.
And they're also making it, they're adding role-playing to the thing. So you can start your own gang, create your own camps, and you can either become a merchant and like collect stuff and sell it. You could become just like a hoarder collector, or you can become a bounty hunting gang. And it'll literally mark people. Like, what it does is, like, so if I'm playing and some guy comes up to me and he kills me, I can press charges on that person. And it puts a bounty on their head. And now the other person, the bounty hunter person, goes, this player now has a bounty on their head of this much money. And then it's now your job to hunt down that person and kill them to get the bounty. How much fun is that, dude?
Why did he say pussy?
Because he doesn't want to get hogged. Because Morris is out there griefing people, that's why.
Griefing people?
Yeah. He's lassoing them when they're just trying to enjoy their game. They're out there picking flowers or fishing for trout. He comes up and he lassoes them and hog ties them and bags them a couple times.
Oh my
and then
God.
He rides off on his horse. I know that's what he's doing. Pussy. He's just yucking it up. Only Pussy. He's not because he only has PC. No Red Dead for him. Roasted. Got him, dude.
So why is he saying pussy?
Because he just likes
get out of here.
He
Morris.
Just wants to make fun of me.
You fucking instigator.
Yeah, that's what he is. But yeah, dude, get Red Dead.
I want to, but then I won't do anything else.
You don't. Oh, like compared to now, where you've got those emotes done, huh? Is that what you mean? Yeah, I wouldn't want your work ethic to get worse, because man, that improvement down from zero.
I was gonna do it.
Were you
on Thursday?
Yeah.
In the hotel.
Yeah, and then you drank 13 beers. Yeah. It's okay. It's all right. It's fine. Just menaces money. It's no big deal. But yeah, get Red Dead, dude. It's great. It's great.
Sounds fun.
Like, seriously, Britt would probably like to watch it. It is the first game. It's the only game.
I've ever
played that feels like a novel because of its length.
Mm-hmm.
You actually get to know every character, and the game feels alive. Like the camps and stuff where your gang is.
Right.
It has so many interactions that are organic based around what you're doing in the game outside of the narrative. They react to it, and they react to you, and they react to everybody else, and it just. Like, you'll just come back from a mission one day, and they'll just be like, hey, we're having a cookout tonight. You want to come? And you'll be like, yeah, sure. And you'll go out, hunt, come back 4 hours later, and they'll be literally sitting down. They'll have food. They'll sing camp songs. Like, you feel like you're in a family. You don't feel like you're in a gang. And then the gang falls apart, and everyone dies, and it's the worst thing ever. And you're just like, I wish I didn't play this game.
No.
But at the same time, I wish I could share this game with people. That's the only problem with good video games is that it's 60 hours. Like, if I'm like, this movie's great, here's The Godfather, watch The Godfather. Right. You know, you can sit 3 hours, you can watch The Godfather, even though we've never done that. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You can't be like, hey, here's Red Dead Redemption 2. It's only 70 hours of your life, and you have to actively participate. You can't just sit back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I would... That's The Witcher 3 and Red Dead Redemption 2 are probably the two games in my life I wish I could go back and play again for the first time. And maybe Breath of the Wild. But Breath of the Wild was just such a fun exploratory game. But story-wise, like... But they're both huge. Like, they're both 100-hour-plus stories, and they have so many characters, and you get invested. And it's just... But then they... You know, Red Dead, like most of them, die, you know? And the worst part is you know that going in, because Red Dead Redemption 1 is a sequel. Because Red Dead Redemption 2 happens before. So you know John Marston lives, and he hunts down the remaining members of the gang for the Federales. So you know if they're, like, not in the second game, they probably don't make it. You know, and you know it eventually it falls apart. You're just like, oh my god, this game, dude, it's so good. It's so good. And then that's outside of, yeah, the gunfights and the hunting and the fishing and the... stagecoach robbing and the gun customization and the cowboy dress up and the ranching and the cow milking and
so what's this Game of Thrones one, man?
Red Dead Redemption 2 is my Vikings.
That's fine.
It's what it is, dude.
I can.
All right, so this is made by the guy who made Dark Souls and Figaro, Shadows Die Twice, and George R. R. Martin, the mastermind behind Game of Thrones.
Oh, shit.
Just tell me what we're looking at here, man. Have you seen this?
I watched it with you when you watched it.
No, I think you were gone when this one came up.
Yeah, no, but I watched it when the stream was still up.
Oh, okay, okay.
That which commanded the stars. Life, its fullest brilliance.
She can't see out that helmet.
No.
Oh, Elden Ring. Shattered by someone or something.
particle simulation, man.
You don't see it.
Wait, what are we looking at?
Look up at the sky.
That's Ganondorf.
It burns.
And that's the guy who forges the One Ring.
Also, I've seen rings being made. That's not how you make rings.
Nah, that's how you make any medieval thing. You just beat it with a hammer. Yeah, dude. He's very sad about what he made, by the way.
It's just literally steal the font from Lord of the Rings.
That's what it is!
Just steal it.
It's even in caps like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Like...
like George,
what is that,
we
man?
We get it. You wish you wrote Lord of the Rings. We get it. Like, come on.
I think last Sunday that we talked about this? I think it was because it, like, leaked right before. And I said, I think the problem with this game is just going to be Dark Souls, but there's just going to be more men's in it instead of demons.
Mm.
Like, I think that's all this game is going to be.
It looks dumb.
I don't know.
Well, I can't even tell you what it looks like, because that showed nothing.
That's what I was talking about. This is my chat. Dark Souls has no plot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are people out there who, like, the lore in Dark Souls is deep and varied, but you have to search for it. You're like, no.
No.
There's no plot, okay? And the plot that exists is very vague. And that's just the Dark Souls thing, okay? If those people want a helicopter around the house thinking about that, that's fine. Okay? If that's what they want to do, more power to them. This game is written by George R.R. Martin.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a clear and concise plot for this game, because the only reason... we know what Hidetaka Miyazaki's going to do. He's going to make you die a lot. That's what he's going to do. He's going to make weird elf people that have six arms, and they have arms on their arms. They're going to kill you a lot. We know that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We've played 40 of his games. We know it. George R.R. Martin is the outlier. He's going to write a story for it. And then we see that, and it doesn't make any sense! Why even bring in George R.R. Martin?
Why even show that trailer?
It's like having... It's literally like Beethoven is going to compose music for this thing, and here's what he's going to compose. Dong! Alright, that'll be $1 million, and then he walks out!
Yep.
You know? We said that last week. I said George R.R. Martin is probably just getting a paycheck. And probably he probably came in, he sat down, looked at some concept designs, and goes, yeah, those elves look cool, dude. Put my name on it. And then he... bounced out of Tokyo faster than a bouncy ball on the moon, dude.
Hey, April, what's up? How you doing? Good to see you.
And that's all I'm saying.
What kind of fucking analogy was that, bro?
Dude, you bounce a ball on the moon, it's going to go out in space because there's no gravity there.
True.
Although I don't think it's very hard, so I don't know if it would bounce. You bounce it off a rock, it's going to go up.
Yeah.
Okay?
There's rocks.
Yeah, there's rocks.
Yeah.
Put it on that. Okay? So I just don't understand. I just don't understand it. But I know what it is. People like money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
It's just like, how can we rebrand Dark Souls?
Yeah, how can we make the next Dark Souls?
Of Game of Thrones.
Right.
Just so dumb, man.
It's not even the aesthetics of Game of Thrones.
Dude.
I don't remember any women with helmets coming down below their eyes or people holding each other's arms. I don't remember any of that.
Take Red Dead.
What is this?
I don't know. Take Red Dead.
Yeah.
Strip away all the old Midwest buildings and things.
Uh-huh.
Leave the landscape.
Yes.
Leave the gameplay.
Okay.
Just change the skins.
Yep.
Add in some castles.
Yep.
Throw in a fucking dragon.
Yep.
You got a Game of Thrones game.
We talked about this last week. Why don't they just do it, man?
I don't know.
We want Grand Theft Auto in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
We want Grand Theft Auto in Game of Thrones.
I don't know.
Like, you know what they did? They did that for The Witcher. They gave us Grand Theft Auto for The Witcher 3, and it's widely regarded as the greatest game of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have these amazing worlds that exist out there.
And we can't be in them.
And we can't be in them.
Because they don't know what they're doing?
I don't, because someone wants money?
Mm.
I my guess is George Lucas or Kathleen Kennedy is just like, so you're telling me that I could make $3 million on a video game? And I could either make this game that's going to sell 1 million copies, guaranteed, for $20.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can make this game that's going to sell 2 million copies, guaranteed, for $40 million. I'm going to make the $20 game.
It's better that way.
Yeah. I think that's what happens every time. April, thank you so much for the bits. You the big D for the week.
The big D.
Appreciate you, April. Thank you very much. We're doing good, you know. We got a...
Complaining.
Yeah. We talked about the wedding earlier. Went great. Everything went fine. Not a lot of stuff really to discuss because everything went great. It was a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. Colby's speech was beautiful. His suit was beautiful.
Didn't wear a suit.
My bride was beautiful.
I didn't wear a suit.
He didn't wear a suit. We actually wore the exact same pants. I should have told that story.
Yeah.
Colby went and bought his entire wedding outfit 2 hours before my wedding.
I had the shirt before.
Did you?
I bought the shirt last week. What?
Nothing, man.
Sue me, man.
I'm literally taking a shower to get ready, and I get out of the shower and I look at my phone, and Colby has called me.
Mm-hmm.
And FaceTime called me.
Mm-hmm.
6 minutes ago. And so I call him back, and he goes, "It's about time you called me back, man." I was like, "I'm sorry."
I was literally in the checkout line, ready to go with a pair of pants that I thought were the right gray.
I didn't know that. I called you back right in time.
Right in time.
And I have to explain to him where I got my pants. I was reading the exact name of my pants, and then some Kohl's guy over the PA is like,
"Attention, call customer. Right now, if you buy 16 pairs of children's shoes, you'll get a free stuffed antelope to go with it. If you use your Kohl's cash, you can get a second Kohl's cash to Kohl's cash on your Kohl's cash, and then your Kohl's cash, your Kohl's cash, into some Kohl's cash, and into Kohl's dollars, and then you get some Kohl's dollars, and into Kohl's cash, and then you get some more stuffed antelopes. Thank you for shopping at Kohl's. My name's Byron, and I'll be your Kohl's cash, Kohl's cash, Kohl's."
And I just hear that in the background while Colby and both of us at the same time. Like, he's in a store and I'm in my closet. And he's like, "Shut up!
Yeah.
Shut up, PA man!"
He's loud as shit, man.
He's louder than Colby! Talking at full volume on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the Kohl's cash man.
It was ridiculous.
It was so loud. But Colby got his pants, and then 45 minutes later, I picked him up.
Mm-hmm. I had time to put on the pants, put on the shirt. Well, I even put on the shirt. I ironed the shirt.
Britt didn't iron it for you?
No, I ironed it.
Because she said she was coming home to iron it for you. Did she go home to iron it for you?
No.
What did she come home and do? Did she come home at all?
She did come home. I forget what she did.
Okay, cool, man.
You probably laid around for a little bit.
It was literally 24 hours ago.
I can't remember. I was half asleep. She basically woke me up. I had my alarm set for an hour later. And she was like, "Nah, you gotta get up now."
It was like noon!
Okay, man. I was gonna wake up at 12:30.
Hey, you made it, and you did a great job.
Yeah,
so, you know, I can't give you any crap, you know?
I'm fine.
I can't give you any crap. You did it, dude.
I just give
the fucking hillbillies around us at the lake crap, and I'd give your goddamn officiant crap.
You know, you did say, "Hey, what's up, Blair?" You did sit with, like, Chris's family the entire night.
Yeah.
Now, did you do that? Is Britt still in chat? God, she's still there. Did you do that because Britt wanted to be near the baby?
No. Everyone had already sat at the two tables.
It's true.
So they were open chairs.
Well, my family's huge. So there were basically four tables. One table was my family, my parents and grandparents. Another table was my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And then another table was Chris's family and Colby and Britt.
Yeah.
That's how it worked. Yeah, and like... Sure.
Those are the open chairs, man.
Dude, Britt has baby fever.
Real bad.
Now, you said that she's had that your entire dating life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she knows it's a ways off.
I don't think she does know that.
She does.
Kate was telling Chris about some things that Britt was saying that I don't think you were there around for when she was saying them.
What?
About how it's not that far off.
It's far off.
She had a whole timetable, man. What's far off to you?
Like 4 years.
4 years is not that far off.
That's pretty far off.
It's not four. That's not far off.
Four or five.
Keep adding. It's going to be six at some point?
No, I mean, five or she six? Always said by 30 she wanted to have one. I'm thinking that's probably around the same time frame.
But you just turned 26.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, a baby takes 9 months to make.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're 27.
No, we're 31.
So having a baby at 30 to you means inseminated at 30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, baby in arms at 31. You know that's not how babies work.
That's how it works.
Okay.
It's close enough.
I don't
9 months, 12 months, it's the same thing.
So as long as she has a baby by December 31st, the year that she's 30 counts having a baby when she's 30.
Not the same time frame, man.
Time frame.
Just in that area.
Okay. All right. Britt, get out of chat. We're talking about you. Leave.
I still have to get a job that, you know, pays money.
You have a good job. Great job.
Yeah, for me.
What do you mean for you?
For me to live. Yeah, it's a good job.
She's got a job?
Yeah.
I have enough money for a kid, and I yell at people on the internet all day.
Mm-mm.
You got enough money.
Mm-mm.
You got to stop eating out, buying Miller's.
Yeah, see, but I want to do that.
Well, you can't do that stuff and have a baby.
Well, that's why it's 4 or 5 years off.
You're not going to want to do that in 4 or 5 years either, man.
My plan is to burn out over the course of the next 3 years.
You got to get it all out of your system.
Yes.
If you go have an orgy and you don't call me, our friendship's over.
I don't think that counts. I don't think that's what
you gotta get that orgy out of your system.
I'm talking about traveling. I'm talking about drinking. I'm talking about partying.
No.
For the next 3 or 4 years.
The traveling part comes after the kids.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's. I'm just being real with you. That's how it works.
Yeah, but no.
That's how it works, though. Can't just say no.
Yeah.
Did your parents take any trips to Europe before you were born?
Probably.
No, they didn't. I'm gonna answer.
I mean, our plan is to go to Italy for the honeymoon.
Italy for the honeymoon?
Yeah. I'm trying to save like $10,000.
Why would you do that? Do you know what Italian men look like?
Like me.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No, they look like you, but pretty.
Mm.
Yeah. And they talk in that sexy language. And they drink little Moscatos, dude. Little macchiatos.
Well, she's locked in, so...
She ain't locked in!
She's locked in by that point, yeah.
She ain't locked in.
She locked in.
She isn't locked in. And everything goes in Europe, dude.
She could get stabbed.
Like, European divorce law is like, he ain't mine, and then that's legal.
That's not true.
You can't take her to Italy. You gotta wait till she's old and ugly.
No.
Before you travel anywhere where there's attractive men.
I'm gonna stab
Why do you think I'm taking Chris to the mountains?
My competition... Plan, no traveling first? What?
I'm taking Chris... My competition's a moose. You know? Chris probably won't leave me for a moose, but even then, I'm iffy about it.
Did Britt mean no comma traveling first?
No, she's saying your plan of burning out and traveling is terrible.
That's... No.
That's what I'm saying. You're not on the same...
That's literally what Chris's sister was talking... Or her husband was talking about yesterday.
Don't ever listen to him.
Why not?
Because he is about a 6 IQ. Okay?
He said he wished he traveled before he had kids.
Yeah, I wish I traveled before I had kids. I wish I had an Asian harem in my back seat at all times, dude. We all have wishes and
See,
dreams.
That's my point.
That's not how life
the
works.
The plan is to travel first, then the children.
Yeah, but your plan ain't gonna actually happen.
Well, you could suck it. Maybe I'm the one that actually works out.
It won't be.
Huh?
What in your life has worked out so far that you thought was gonna
stuff.
Name 3 things that you wanted when you were younger that have happened?
A girlfriend. I love.
Okay.
Got that one.
Okay, what's 2?
A best friend that I could probably stab and he'd be
fine. Yeah. I probably would absorb the knife with my blubber. Okay, what's 3?
3, I got sweet hair.
I got sweet hair! You know what? You proved me wrong, man. Oh, my God. Well, I hope it works out for you, man.
Thanks, man.
I hope it. Your honeymoon doesn't
all
count.
All the love.
You know, for the record.
That I'm getting from you.
Honeymoon doesn't count.
How does that not count?
It just doesn't count as traveling.
Dude, Italy is Italy, regardless of what time frame
that's
it is.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it's not really traveling.
It's traveling.
I mean, it is, but it isn't.
I'm going to stab you. Are you going to Colorado tomorrow or not?
I am.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
So you're traveling tomorrow.
Yeah, but I also have a kid.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, you didn't plan it right.
Well, it was unplanned, so that does make sense.
He didn't plan it right.
That is true. But, yeah, I like this whole burn it out of your system thing, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's working.
I need to go harder, that's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think you gotta, like, hit rock bottom.
Ah. Nah.
I think you do, man.
Hey, you can do it without.
See, Morris, he's traveling to the fridge. Get him a drink. Look at that, man. What a vacation.
That's a good vacation.
It's a great vacation.
I don't have to travel that far. It's right there.
Put it in the cooler, man.
Yeah, man. Coolers everywhere. Keep coolers in your house. That way you don't have to move.
I hope the next time I visit you, you now have a cooler next to your bed at all times, you know?
Not a bad idea.
That's a great idea, actually.
Dude, I saw this fucking air conditioner thing.
Yeah?
At Dillon's.
Yeah?
And it was just like a tiny little air conditioner.
Oh, I saw this. The thing that like blows super cool air.
Yeah, but
no way that works,
no,
right?
No, you have to put water in it.
What?
Yeah. I have to refill it every time. I'm like, fuck you.
No.
No.
I want it to create cold air out of nothing.
Yeah.
That's what we live in 2019. That should be a thing that could happen.
Mm-hmm. Freon exists, man. Just give me that.
Yeah.
Just literally open up a tube of that.
Yeah.
In here. We'll probably die of poison, but fuck it.
At least we'll die cool, man. At least we'll die cool.
Die pretty cool, man.
Yeah. I just, she really likes babies, you know? Mm. She really likes babies, and
I'm not the biggest baby fan.
Babies suck, dude. They kind of suck.
I've never,
how many
I've never
babies
had to deal
want?
With it. She wants four. She wants four.
I see the pain in your eyes when you
but
say that.
I'm telling her three max.
Okay. That's
and
a
then,
good compromise.
And then she has also said, like, we'll see how the first one or two go before she determines
okay.
if she wants more.
That's smart, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's smart. I mean,
she just wants the higher the amount of kids, the more chance she has to make one of them a fucking sports star.
That ain't gonna happen.
That's what her goal is.
It's not gonna happen.
She's gonna raise them in hockey, man.
That doesn't matter. You need good genes for mm-hmm. that, man.
I'm nor tall.
I don't know how that works.
I'm hand-eye coordinated. Maybe you can get that.
I don't know, man.
But I'm not tall.
Like Michael Jordan's
you
parents probably aren't
tall.
Like great, are they?
Probably not.
It's just luck.
I mean, some.
It's
yeah.
luck, right?
Like, Curry's dad was a pretty good fucking basketball player, but he wasn't no Curry.
I think a lot of it's luck.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's a lot of it determination, too. You can't push the kid too hard. Oh,
yeah,
because
he won't
want to
do it.
And
right.
want it.
Right.
Not want it, but then you got to just make sure he enjoys it, I guess. I don't know. We'll fucking see. It
just maybe one promise. Don't ever let him get into entertainment.
No.
Just send him over here. I'll show him what he has to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
He will get right out of it.
Yeah.
Okay? It's terrible.
Nope. She wants all boys, too, and I'm like, mm-mm.
You can't really predict that.
No. Everybody's saying that she's going to get cursed with all girls.
You know, some people can only make girls, you know?
Like who?
I don't know. That's just what I hear is that, like, they say that men who make two girls are most likely only going to make girls. Because it's very rare for you to make girls and also boys, but it's not rare to have boys and a girl. That makes no sense. Dude, that's what they say, man.
She's just praying to every god there is.
That's why kings who had boys first were so lucky. Because usually if you have a girl first, you're probably just going to have girls.
Mm. I want a girl.
I think you should have a girl. Girls
I
are better.
Want a girl.
Girls are better than boys. You know? Boys suck.
Why? I think all children suck, but
they do. I mean, they're all jerks.
Yeah.
You know? And boys are just, I don't know. Like, okay. I actually like, it's really weird because I actually like boys better than girls as children, I think. Because I think boys are lower maintenance. So the laziness factor in me is like boys.
Gotcha.
But there's something like, but the reason you have a kid is so you can be like, look at my kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And girls have more stuff to do. You know?
Mm.
Like Aaron just comes in here and he watches TV. You know? That's all he does. You know? And I love that. Because I like to go in here and just watch mm-hmm. TV so we just hang out. That's great. I would not trade that. But at the same time, if I had a Brit in my life who was like, look at my baby, and my baby just sat in his room all day and just watched TV and ate Cheetos, I feel like that would be horrible. Like, she wants to take him to, like, parades and stuff, or, you know, put him in dresses and put bows in their hair, and, you know.
Yeah,
girls just do stuff. Boys don't do anything.
Boys do sports, or they don't do anything.
Right.
Like me.
Right.
I literally didn't
know. But even
after I got out of sports.
Even sports are like, that's just because parents don't want you in the house.
Yeah.
It's not because they want you to do sports, you know.
It's good team building.
Team build. Yeah, because you play so well with others, man.
That's why I'm saying I didn't do sports.
But you
in
did.
The, in the, no, in the puberty section.
Yeah.
Where I went from kid who does not know anything to adult person who does not know anything.
Right.
There was no team, nothing.
That was me, a lot of me.
Yeah, it was a lot of you and a lot of, and a lot of pot. A lot of dumb motherfuckers.
Those two things aren't related. Mm-hmm. I didn't smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't stop Corn from smoking weed either, though.
You fucked up.
I mean, I'm fairly certain that I told you not to do it many times. Mm. I was like, hey, man, you should do something besides smoke weed.
I mean, yeah, you did that, but I'm like, haha, right.
Yeah, I mean, you ignored it, but I did try. Mm-hmm. I did try a couple times.
Yeah, man. You're a good dad.
No, I'm not.
Mm.
No.
Happy Father's Day.
Thanks, man. Happy Father's Day to you, too. Oh, wait, you gave your dog baby away.
I did.
Yeah, never mind. Yep.
Fuck that dog.
My sister, because they both have a dog named Indy. I don't know if you've seen... Have you seen Indy the dog? My sister's dog?
I think she showed Brit or something yesterday.
It is so small.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... It's a...
Yeah, no. I saw a picture.
It's mm-hmm. a toy fox terrier.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this big.
Right.
It's tiny.
Mm-hmm.
My sister got Josh, her fiancé, a pair of socks that have Indy pictures on them, and he's just wearing them around today. I was like, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen. That's his Father's Day gift, you know? No, I want boys, and I want to take them to sports practice at Gabe's, and I will be a coach. Woman coach, Kansas.
Dude, she will wreck shit. You met her.
That will never happen. Mm. You know why? Because the men here... We're also abusive, because they're all alcoholics who drink Busch Light.
We might not be here.
Well, that's true. You gotta move out of Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta go somewhere progressive, like...
Even
California.
Though, she'll fucking stab the men here.
No.
Yeah.
No, the men here are scary.
Nah, dude, just tase them.
Dude, people here get tased, they just keep walking.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, man. Racist, dude. They have rage pulsing through their veins.
They
you can't understand.
Fucking shriveled up, dumb dick balls.
They sure do.
Just get them right in the
They
crotch.
Sure do, and that's where that rage comes
from. Then they'll die, and their dicks will burn off. I don't know. You got a weird aspect on where you live, friend.
Dude, Kansas is it's the worst.
I mean, it's not great.
No, it's
There's
the worst.
Worse.
Name one place that isn't
Tulsa.
In Africa. Tulsa is terrible.
Yeah.
It is terrible.
It's worse.
I don't know if it's worse.
It's worse.
I don't know if it's worse.
It's
there's
worse
more
than
to there's more to do in Tulsa.
No, it's worse than Wichita.
No, I don't know about
mm-hmm.
that. No.
No, because it is Wichita, except just bigger.
Yeah, there's more to do.
No.
Yeah, there is.
I think it's the exact same amount to do. It just looks bigger.
No, there's more shopping. There's
but
more sports.
Bigger in Tulsa means more of the people that are already here. You know Riverfest? Takes that times two.
Yeah, dude.
That's worse
dude,
than here.
If God parted the clouds and put a flamethrower and just started 20 miles north of Dallas and went up to the Canadian border.
Not a bad
America would
bad
be
move.
Better.
Yeah.
It would be a better place.
Yeah. You're not wrong there.
What's up, Sly? How are you?
I'm not saying much worse. I'm just saying it's worse than here. It's like, okay, take what's here.
It's like this part of hell is 20
take
degrees
what's
hotter.
Here.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no. Take what's here and then double it.
I've been there many times, dude.
Double it, though.
Yeah.
Like, double more of bad is worse than the bad.
But they have concerts and stuff, man.
We have concerts. No, I get a lot of my shows here. I'm great. I'm fine.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Dude, best concert I ever seen was that Wave.
Name a band you want to see right now.
Bring Me the Horizon.
Okay. Have you ever seen them in Kansas?
I have not.
Okay.
I've never seen them.
Okay.
They are the last on my bucket list.
Let me look here. Let me see where Bring Me the Horizon's going, all right? Okay, well, they only have one concert
they
left.
They literally just got done with an American tour.
How do I find... God, who do these ticket people pay to get above the official website?
I don't know.
You know? Oh, they're in the UK now. Dude, why don't they show old places?
Dude, they are flying from Tokyo, Japan to Paris.
Yeah.
There's the USA, Chicago.
These are festivals. Though.
I could
these
go up to Chicago though, man. Chicago's not that far.
What is this? Oh, that's their new album.
It's a really bad website.
Bring me the Horizon tour dates.
Like, I want to find, like, their original, like, announcement so I can see where they went. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to see what's upcoming. I want to see what they already did.
Well, this is back in February, so maybe
this might be it here. Okay, so they went to Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, Philadelphia. That's random.
Philadelphia?
Why would they go from Florida, Jacksonville, across here to Pittsburgh, then up here to Milwaukee, then back down to Philadelphia?
That is real dumb.
That's like Milwaukee's just like thrown in there.
That is real dumb.
Then they go to Baltimore, Rockingham, North Carolina. Hey, thank you, April, for the Father's Day. And Sly, thank you very much. St. Louis, Indianapolis, Toronto, Grand Rapids, Columbus. So they didn't go anywhere.
No.
They're too big, aren't they?
Yeah.
They don't go anywhere now.
No.
That's mean. I hate bands that do that, dude.
Yeah, no, they're huge now.
That's poop. Okay, give me another band. I want to prove I'm right.
Our Last Night. They're not going anywhere on tour.
Okay, here we go. They're in Austria right now. Here we go. WeGow.com. Sounds good. What's happening? Okay. Is this the same place? No, this is something else. Dude, it's someone needs to figure out how to make concerts easier to find, dude. Why is this so hard? Okay, here we go. Here we go, man. Now we did it. Get out of here. Okay. New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Charlotte, Orlando. They played at Disney World, apparently. Atlanta, Louisville, Denver, Salt Lake, Seattle, Portland, Anaheim, Austin, Dallas, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, Syracuse, Ravensburg, Belgium, Netherlands. Okay. Well, you know what? They're boning me. You're picking bands you purposely knew weren't going to be in Tulsa to bone me.
Yep.
That's what you did, man.
The only band that I can remember that was in Oklahoma that wasn't here was IC Stars.
I feel like a lot of people go to Tulsa that don't go here.
Yeah. Avenged Sevenfold went to Tulsa. I went to that concert with my parents.
You know, April's really smart. She just gave me a link to find just bands in Tulsa. You know, why didn't I do that?
I don't know.
I mean, I know why. It's because I'm an idiot. Mm. That's why.
And he said women have smaller brains.
All right, man. Look at this. Here, how about this? Tulsa concert. Okay, Shawn Mendes. He ain't coming to Wichita. He too big, dude. Cardi B.
Cardi B came to Wichita.
She did?
Yeah.
Why didn't we go pick at that?
Or was that Nicki Minaj? I can't remember.
Either way, we should have made a sign. Get out. You know?
Get out.
Keep Kansas country, right? Backstreet Boys.
Dude, Nickelback?
Nickelback, man.
Oh, we need to go to that.
Look at this graph.
Look at this.
You have a Carrie Underwood. She's come here. Michael Bublé. I think he's come here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure. Jim James. Don't know who that is. Black Bear. Bad Bunny. Okay, they're flaming out hard. Head in the Heart, dude. I want to see the Head in the Heart. Jonas Brothers. We ain't getting the Jonas Brothers.
We might.
No. We will not get the Jonas Brothers.
Pull up a separate tab and Google Wichita, Kansas concerts 2019. Also, it's bad that you have to specify Kansas. You know, like there's no other Tulsa.
There is not. That's true.
There's other Wichita.
All right, man. Here, oh, you were right. Cardi B. She's coming July 24th. Should we go pick at it? Okay. Chris Stapleton.
We're getting so much better. We got Nelly. We got Tech N9ne.
Nelly.
Yeah, man.
You hyped about Nelly.
Nelly.
Tulsa has the Jonas Brothers.
Who cares?
They have
Keep
a
going.
Hit on the thing
we
right now.
We have so many more than Tulsa right now. Nick Offerman.
Nick Offerman. That's at the Orpheum. That is...
Dude!
That's sad.
No, that's where comedians go. That's where big comedians... Louis Black goes to the Orpheum.
That's sad.
No.
He should fill a stadium. I mean, if he went to Tulsa, he'd fill 14,000 seats.
No, he wouldn't.
Nick Offerman!
Cardi B's coming back! Look at that!
Double the pick. No, that's the same date, actually.
No.
She's at Wave!
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Portugal the Man. I thought about going to see
Jim Gaffigan, bro. Look at this. We got so many fucking Comedians coming.
Yeah, but we've only read like four people.
Yeah, we get the Suicide Girls.
We're out of the people now. What? Where's the Suicide Girls?
Right there.
That's not the naked people, right?
Yeah, I think that's the naked people.
That's not the naked people.
That's the naked people.
What's the Suicide Girls? How do I figure out what is this? What is this? This doesn't tell me what it is. Google, you're the worst. They're at the Cotillion.
It's the Suicide Girls, bro.
How do I find out what's happened at the Cotillion?
The Cotillion Wichita.
I mean, what do? They just come out and show their boobs?
I mean, I think, yeah.
That can't be a thing.
I'm pretty sure.
They gotta be a bad band.
No, dude. Male strippers go to fucking the Cotillion all the time.
Yeah, but the Chippendales people don't whip their dongs out and flop them around.
Women are not the same as men. That's what I'm saying. I literally said this to myself the other night. Don't know why. Women look good completely naked.
Yes, they do.
Men look good shirtless. That's about it.
That's debatable.
That's about it. You can have abs and women could be like, yeah, that's hot. But if you whip dong out, I don't think women are like, oh yeah, you know, like.
No, I think you're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Suicide Girls Blackheart Burlesque is the sexiest, smartest, geekiest, and most fun definitive pop culture burlesque show. Featuring none other than Suicide Girls themselves, the show has been performed hundreds of times, delighted millions of fans in over six countries, been touring since 2003. Don't miss your chance to see it live during the 2019 U.S. tour. Suicide Girls has been redefining beauty since 2001, was ever over 3,000 Suicide Girls, almost 9 million pinup style photographs on the premiere, members only social network suicidegirls.com. I gotta click this link. Because they're not gonna get naked. I'm telling you, man.
I'm telling you,
it's
burlesque
not gonna happen.
Is naked, man.
No, it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
It isn't gonna happen, I'm telling you.
I think burlesque is naked.
No. See, they're wearing clothes in these photos.
This is the public site, though.
Yeah, this isn't what I want. I wanna go here.
I don't know, man.
See, I know they're not gonna get naked?
I'm
because they
sure.
would they're not saying it.
Yeah.
They're making it very cagey.
They'll get close.
They're close? I don't want close. All right, I'm giving you money. Take your clothes off, lady.
I'm pretty sure burlesque is pretty close.
Is this it? I'm out with the Black Keys music. I can't show this on stream, so just imagine women in lingerie, because that's what we're looking at right now.
I mean, that looks pretty naked, man.
Let's go see this, dude.
That's pretty close.
You want to go see this?
I don't think I'm allowed.
Dude, are you a man? Are you a man? Are you a man?
I'm not allowed. I know my place. I'm not allowed. I mean, literally, the whole show is going to be dudes, though.
Oh, so it'll be like every other concert you go to.
It's only dudes.
They'll be different for Brit.
There are so many emo chicks, dude. It's literally all these girls would go to the concerts.
They're wearing Stormtrooper helmets, man. Come on. Let's go see this. We'll tell Britt we're doing something else. She doesn't know when it is, so.
All right.
We'll go see that.
Just as long as she don't know.
Okay, well, let's go see that. What day is it?
I don't know.
Oh, that's a ways away. Oh, you know what?
Also, how much is the fucking ticket?
That's my brother's birthday. Let's go with my brother, dude.
Oh, shit.
Me, you, and Luke, dude, we'll get lit. That sounds awesome.
That's actually a pretty good
birthday gift. That would be great, dude. That's
a pretty good birthday gift.
I'm gonna look at ticket prices. It's gonna.
And you're gonna be like, nope.
Immediately say no.
It might not be that bad.
I'm gonna immediately say no.
I bet you it's like $30. $30 a ticket.
This is not what I wanted. Where's it at?
Take your time, man.
God, it's so slow, bro.
It's right there. Literally right there.
Etix.com. Oh, do we want VIP, dude?
Oh, shoot.
What's VIP mean?
I don't know. Closer?
VIP meet and greet tickets? Include early entry for a meet and greet and photos with the performers and one item autographed by the girls. Yeah, I got an item. I'd like an autograph, please.
Oh.
Oh my god, dude. That is hysterical. Okay, we're just going to do general admission because we don't roll that deep. All right. Okay, add. Let's see how much it is.
Yeah.
$25?
$30.
That's not bad, dude. Ticket fee? Well, $5? No. Okay. Why is there a ticket fee? Hey,
that's because you're ordering online. If you literally go to the Cotillion and buy them from the box office, it's $25.
Dude, let's do it. I'm going to go buy a ticket, and you can't say no to me.
I absolutely
No, you can't. Now you're spitting on your friend, man. If I buy you a gift and you spit on it,
I can.
I'll get Britt can come if she wants to cover your eyes during
She'll
a party.
She'll go with you.
I don't care. That?
That's fine.
I don't want to go with Britt and not you. I don't want me, Luke, and Britt to be sitting there.
That would be awkward.
It wouldn't be awkward. I mean, it'd be awkward for her when my pants come off. Me and Luke start helicoptering around the Cotillion.
That's what I was talking about.
I mean, you won't be there to cover her eyes. And she'll be looking, too, because she'll have, in order to see something, she's got to get real close, because it's small.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm done with my beer. Let's end.
It's 4 o'clock!
Yeah.
This is what happens every time I don't do a show.
It just flies by?
It just keeps, I feel like we didn't even watch the trailer for Frozen 2. Why do we even do this show if we don't watch the Frozen trailer? What a garbage can show!
I think we can miss out on that.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
But I'll never know if we wanted to build a snowman.
I'm pretty sure I'd.
What if Olaf dies? Now
I'm
I won't know,
sure
man.
No, man.
Now I won't know.
I'm pretty sure I'd.
Show's over. You know how bad it's going to be next Thursday?
Yeah, it's going to be
really It's going to be horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So for those of you who don't know, I'm going on my honeymoon tomorrow. This is it. Bye. Okay? I'm not going to be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. Be gone 8 days. Be back live at twitch.tv/zswigs on Tuesday, the 25th of June. And the 26th of June. Thursday, also known as Colby's Omaha Beach, we will be having a new Seth and Colby show late at night on a Thursday. I would bring hard alcohol.
Okay. I could do that.
This is the longest I'm going to go without seeing you since I moved back to Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
How many days is that going to be? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's 10 days.
Jesus. Yeah, you're going to die.
You're going to die.
No, I'll be fine.
I'm going to come back. I'm going to burlesque tickets. That's what's going to happen. So yeah, no show Thursday night. No show Sunday night. But I do have best of playing on those days. So if you're here at 8 p.m. Eastern on Thursday or 3 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, there will be 2 hours of content for you. It's older stuff that probably most of you have never seen. Edited together some good segments, I think. So you want to check those out. If you have no one else to watch, we got something for you there. So that's the regular time, Thursday and Sunday next week. No new episodes. We will have best of shows, and then we're back live Thursday, June 27th, 8 p.m. Eastern, and we'll have Colby Plays Games afterwards. So that is the plan. But after I end here, I'm going into my blackout period, and I will have no more outlet for speaking or being goofy, except for poor Chris alone in the mountains with me. So you just gotta hope I get it all out of my system Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday on stream.
I really hope. Yeah, I think you'll be good.
I'm like this today, and the only stream I missed was Saturday, because I stream Friday. This is it.
Have fun, man.
I can't believe it's
Have
4.
A great trip.
Yeah,
I'll miss you.
It's going to be great. No,
I'll miss you.
You will finish. You think Vikings will be finished by the time I get back Thursday?
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Well, that's it, guys. So, we're going to be gone the next 2 shows. Technically not missing a week, though. Technically.
Technically, yeah.
I mean, we are technically missing a week of time, but if you count a week, as long as we do a Sunday or a Thursday show, we technically aren't missing it. Because we're doing this Sunday, but missing Thursday. And we're missing the next Sunday, but we're doing Thursday. So
That's
technically,
true.
We're still doing 1 episode a week.
That's a good point.
Technically. Yeah. So, you know. No. Or maybe we'll never come back at all, Taylor. Because you weren't here at all today, and it's your fault. Yeah. But anyways, guys, thanks for hanging out. All the stuff, SethandColby.com. That's all the social media. /SethandColby, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I think we have a Reddit. There's a Discord if you want to join it. You can also listen to the audio version of the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher. And the VODs are at SethandColby.com. Also, you can buy t-shirts there and all that stuff. But That's it. We're done.
That's it.
So we'll see you back here live 8 p.m. Eastern Thursday, June 27th for more fun, more thrills, and shenanigans. Everyone stay safe. Have fun. And if you follow me on Twitter at ZSwigsHigh or on Facebook or, I mean, on Instagram at ZSwigs or you're in the Discord, you'll probably get updates. But other than that, I'll see you Thursday the 27th. We'll both be back. Have a good one. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.